Raskin on what people are getting out of shutdown. People are getting that Trump won't fund TSA. By Ian Hanchett on March 25, 2026. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, said that what people are getting out of the DHS shutdown is that Donald Trump refuses to fund the Coast Guard or TSA or any of the other functions that are being unnecessarily dragged into this skirmish. Obviously, the Democrats are not going to fund ICE without precautions taken so we don't have American citizens being gunned down in the streets of America. Host Caitlin Collins asked, "What are the American people getting out of this shutdown, tonight?" Raskin answered, "Well, what they're getting is that Donald Trump refuses to fund the Coast Guard or TSA or any of the other functions that are being unnecessarily dragged into this skirmish. Obviously, the Democrats are not going to fund ICE without precautions taken so we don't have American citizens being gunned down in the streets of America. But we have repeatedly voted to and repeatedly offered to fund everything else. And the Republican senators agreed with that. But Donald Trump said no, no deal with the Democrats. And then he wanted to throw the SAVE Act into the bargain as well. So he could try to restrict the franchise and cut down on the electorate." Later, Collins said that Trump met with Republican senators on Monday night. And they came out of that yesterday and said, "We've got this deal that would fund this and just had this limited subsection of immigration enforcement that we'll work on later." Which, basically, Republicans were just going to try to find the votes on their own to pass and have that. And then Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, sent a counteroffer this morning. That's what they railed it today. Raskin responded, "Okay, well, then you might be a couple of steps ahead of me, then. All that I knew was that the president rejected the deal that all the Democrats and all the Republicans in the House and Senate wanted. If they went back to get him to revisit that and the president changed his mind, that's news to me, and that would be good if he changed his mind. And then, at that point, we should go back to that original offer." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.